a good big hog grown is big enough to sell. We couldn't keep it right.
Well, I bet you hated to get them out.
Well, we always did. We couldn't keep them.
Yeah. Well, even when they got big, were they still friendly?
Oh, yeah. They stayed friendly right on.
Uh-huh.
And would if they would, if you would let them, they'd come in the house. They could climb up the steps.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, if you didn't have your door screened, they could climb up the steps and they'd come in the house.
Did they ever get in your house?
Yeah, not when we was living here, but we did one time when we had a pet pig down yonder and didn't have screens on the porch. He'd come right up the steps just to grunt and want something to eat. And another thing that is you hadn't asked me about, did you ever know anything about geese? Now, that may not be on your...
No, tell me about geese.
Well, that's what people used to make the feather beds out of.
Well, the people used to keep geese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just same as they... kept other things, and they'd pick the geese through the summer and get them soft feathers, and everybody used to have homemade feather bed and pillows.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How you
know how the goose look, don't you? They just be a white thing like
that. Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen one. Well, they pick the geese ever so often. I don't remember how often, but when Mama would get ready to pick the geese, she always took a burlap bag and spread over lap and sit down, and the old goose would bite you. She'd put the old goose's head under her arm like this and hold her feet and strip them feathers off of her stomach.
My gosh!
And put them in a barrel.
Just take the soft feathers.
Yeah, the good soft ones. And they were dropped in a barrel, wooden barrel, then it was kept covered so the feathers couldn't fly away. And after, if you had several and stripped them several times, you'd get a feather bed after a while.
Uh-huh.
I still have homemade pillars and feathers.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, how many times would you have to do that?
Well, I don't remember how often Mama did that, but it was through the summer. She must have picked them as many as three times or more. You know, the feathers would grow back.
Uh-huh.
And when they grow back, why, she'd pick the goose again, strip the feathers.
How many geese did you all have?
Well, we usually had about 8 or 10.
Uh-huh. Well, could you eat them too?
No, we never eat
goose. Well, were they used mostly then just for the feathers?
For the feathers, and you could put them in your cotton patch and they kept the grass eat up.
Oh, uh-huh.
That was, kept down some hoeing.
Yeah.
But now that's what I thought you might be interested in.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, what other kinds of birds did you all have besides geese?
Well, chickens was all. We never raised turkeys. We never did. We had chickens and geese. I've never raised turkeys. I thought one time I would like to, but I never did.
Mm-hmm. Well, can chicken feathers be used for anything?
Well, some people saved them, but I didn't because they were more or less stiff. They were not soft as the goose feathers, but people did save chicken feathers,
and
a lot
them
of them. For
beds.
Pillows, yeah, and put them in the beds.
Mm-hmm.
You could use them all right, but then they were not light and fluffy like the goose feathers.
Uh-huh. What do you call the stiff hair on a hog's neck?
Bristles.
Okay. And what about the big teeth?
Tushes.
Okay. And what do you call the things that are in the stable for the animals to eat out of?
Troughed. I reckon we used to feed ours in a trough. So
okay.
And of course there's water in the trough too.
Okay. What do you call a wild hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I know what that is, but I can't call it.
These used to run around wild.
No, I don't think they do no more since the no fence law. Yeah, people would have them, and once in a while, when the males would.